Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got another great show for you guys. I can't even, so many great guests. It's just amazing. But before we start, I got to say thank you with all my heart to my mother and making this wish dream come true for me. Mr. Bo Donaldson from Bo Donaldson in the Haywoods joined me the other night. What a wonderful night going down memory lane with him. Go get his stuff, and oh my God, listen back to the show. But tonight I'm excited. I saw my guest on TikTok, and I love her content. And I reached out to her, and I said, "Where are you from? Are you from Staten Island or Jersey?" So I love her content. We're going to talk about that. But she is a singer, songwriter, musician, comic, actor, writer, producer. And I just love her all around Italian girl, Maryam Masano, Boom Boom Mayor. Welcome to the show, Mayor. Maryam Masano, everybody. Hi, Mayor. How are you?
Hey, Joe. How are you doing? Thanks for the introduction.
Oh, yeah, finally, right? We've been talking back and forth on email and messaging, and we finally hooking up. So I'm so happy to do that,
totally.
To hang out with you tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I want to start off with how we met, because I love your content on TikTok. You speak the truth about the politics, and it's just hysterical. My favorite line, go ahead, say your name. Go ahead.
Marjorie Taylor. Okay.
No, finish it. What is she? Go ahead. I love your description.
Marjorie Taylor, Travel Park, Bobby, Clairol number 9. Gee, I wish I would have got my freaking GED. Oh.
The best Clairol number 9 is like, who remembers that? You know, and, oh my God. But anyway, Mayor speaks the truth on TikTok. You'll find her under Boom Boom Mayor, and she's always talking about what's going on, specifically with Marjorie Taylor Greene. So and she speaks the truth, and it's hysterical. So go check out her content on TikTok. She's also on YouTube. We're going to get there. But tonight we're talking about what she's got going on right now. So is it this weekend? No. No.
This weekend is Memorial Day. I'm so screwed up with the days myself.
Me
I know.
Too, hon. Me too. I mean, ever since the freaking pandemic, I don't know what day is what. I don't even celebrate a holiday anymore. It's crazy. I don't even know what's a holiday anymore. I swear to God. So anyway, so June 3rd, which is not this Saturday, the following Saturday,
next
June
Saturday.
3rd.
Yeah.
Yes, next Saturday. Now, the flyer is Neptune, but you said a different town on your post.
Ocean
is it
Grove.
Neptune?
Yeah.
It's Ocean
kind
Grove.
Of the same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, but if you're familiar with the place, like, there's these little gates that take you into the town, Ocean Grove.
Yeah,
and right outside of those gates are technically Neptune. But, you
right.
know, if you're from that area, you know. You know what I mean?
If you know, you know. Right.
If you know, you know. Right.
No, but I wanted to make sure people know so they can go. So, yeah, June 3rd in Neptune. And what'd you say?
It's at the Jersey Shore Arts Center.
No, Ocean Grove?
Ocean Grove, yeah.
Ocean Grove. So, Ocean Grove, New Jersey, June 3rd. She's got her screenings of both films, The Key. It's an LGBTQ short. And she's got her Agita, also a one woman play about coming out to her Italian family. So go check it out at the, I got it written here. Don't tell me. Where is it? Here we go.
Okay.
The Jersey Shore Art Center in Neptune or Ocean Grove, New Jersey, June 3rd at 2 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. So tell us all about tell us about your project. I mean, it's won 15 awards. So tell us at the festival.
Oh, my God. Actually, between the both of them, they've won 20 awards.
Wow.
The one-woman play was something that I had in the works, God, for years. I mean, because it's a really huge task to do. Mm. And, you know, it's writing your story, okay?
Yeah.
And it took me a long – I actually previewed it in Manhattan at the Producers Club in 2017. And typically everybody does something like that, and they record it, and they bring it home, and then they do all the rewrites. And I never got to the rewrites until we were in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I was so – believe it or not, I had no problem with the pandemic. I mean, with the,
me
with
neither.
The lockdown.
Me
because,
neither.
Like, it, I think sometimes the world needs a reset.
Yep,
and it gave me, I wrote so much new music. I finished my play. It was just, it was amazing what I was able to accomplish. So
yeah.
I did that. And then we recorded it live at a Jersey City soundstage with the backdrop of New York City, Manhattan. And I was born and raised in Fort Lee. So that was my entire backdrop my whole life.
Yeah,
the New York
cool.
City skyline.
It's
you know?
Gorgeous. If you don't know, if you don't know, it's gorgeous.
Yes, it's beautiful. It really is.
Yes.
And it's really interesting. It's not like, you know, people sometimes say, you know, you hear people in conversation about other things and entertainment in itself, and people go, well, why would people want to see somebody's show about their life? What makes their life so interesting? And it's not what makes your life interesting. It's the stories that you tell and how things affected you in your life.
Right,
right. How you were able to cope with them, how you were able to fix them, and how some of those things may resonate with other people or they have experienced the same.
Right.
And I always think it becomes like a teaching moment, you know,
where
people do like, you know, wow, I remember doing that myself, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So mine was very complicated. I mean, it's a dramedy. I mean, you will laugh, you will cry. I mean, you know, there's scenes with me and my mom when she was passing and my dad.
Oh.
And, you know, my sister, unfortunately, it's going to be a year anniversary that she passed in June due to domestic violence.
Mm.
So, you know, that's something that I have in the credits of the show where, you know, please call that hotline if you are in trouble.
Right.
So it really, you know, I mean, so it won so many awards from best comedy, best drama, best actress, best stage play. And I was so very, it's a huge accomplishment to be able to get that done.
Right, right, right. And
I was really able, yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's a great story about your life because it's, like you said, it's hysterical, too. It's not only sad,
it's
you know. Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, it goes from the funny things to the crazy to the sublime to the, oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now tell everybody what the key is about. Or
the
you
key
want to
is interesting.
Rough...
The key, it's funny, because people always say to me, well, how'd you... You know, first of all, I wrote it years ago, and it was a monologue, and never had any intentions of making it into a short film. And I went to a short film festival with a friend of mine who was nominated in something, and you know, it was interesting. And I just was watching all these films, and we got in the car. I said, you know, I have this monologue at home that I think I could turn into a short film. You know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, I kept looking at it, and the funny thing about it, I wrote this monologue. This is how it came about. The story is true. It's about a relationship that I had. Okay.
Okay.
However, there was no key involved at all. The key came about when I happened to be scrolling through social media one day, and I on the Fort Lee Facebook page, somebody had a picture of a. You know, a tree trunk when it's cut down and you see all the rings.
Yeah.
And there was a key in the middle of it. And they said, I was in the park today And I found this key. Did anybody lose a key?
Mm.
And I was so enthralled with that photo that I dragged it to my desktop. And I wound up writing the monologue using the key as the introduction.
Hmm.
So the key really has nothing to do with the real story behind it.
Right.
But it really puts the whole thing together from beginning to end.
Yeah, well, you're going to hate me. You're going to hate me. I still haven't watched it. I'm watching it tonight so that we can get it written tomorrow. I decided I'm going to make the time to write that for you tomorrow. I'm watching it tonight when we're done. I promise.
Oh, God bless you. You're an angel. I appreciate it. Thank you. And it's interesting. It's when I was sitting down thinking about it, I said to myself, you know what? I want this to be a narrative, because I'm also a big Woody Allen freak. And you ever notice, like in a lot of his movies, he's always narrating?
Yes.
In some, you know, right? So I said, what I want to do is narrate this, and I'll break it out into scenes, and then I'll cast two actresses, and they have no dialogue. They're just going to be acting to my narrative.
Oh,
and I
very
so
cool.
You know, when you're a creative and you're alone, like you think about something, you go like, "Wow, I think that's brilliant," you know.
Right.
And then
an
hour later, you walk back into the living room and you go like, "Man, I don't know, maybe that sucks," you know. You're not sure.
Well, that's where we're our own worst critic. So you know, nothing would ever be done. Nothing would ever get done if somebody didn't say, "You know what? It's good. Leave it." You know?
Totally. And I wound up calling a really good friend of mine who's a brilliant playwright and an ink coach. And he and I have known each other forever. And he's like somebody that you can trust, you know. And I go, Frank. And, you know, I go, here's what I think. Blah, 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 blah. I go, what do you think? And he stops. He goes, Mayor, I think it's brilliant. I go, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's how that came to be, that, you know, we pulled it off that way. And it was funny because we shot the film in a really beautiful park that I went to ever since I was a kid called Allison Park in like the borderline of Fort Lee and Englewood Cliffs. Stunning, overlooking, you know, the Hudson River, just gorgeous.
Yeah,
and we did
gorgeous.
It in fall. So the colors were just spectacular, you know.
Yeah, the foliage.
And we had three cameras and a drone, which was wonderful. So everything was just amazing. And what we did was we had a couple of PAs on the set, and we made one of them get a megaphone and play my narrative following the actors so that they would know where they were.
Very
cool. It was great. It was great.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's a love story, and it's really a rom-com, I consider that, because then I wind up coming in at the end. It's one of those 10 years later kind of things, you know?
Yeah. Oh, very cool. I can't wait to watch it tonight, and I'm sorry. I've been so busy. I didn't get a chance to watch it last night, and I'm still trying to get my ass to see it live, so I want to go down and check it out. So I'm actually a friend of mine is performing on, I guess, one of the stages in Asbury that day. What's her name? Carolyn Morosi. I don't know what time she'll be on, and I don't want to miss her, too. So I'm trying to kill two birds.
The same day, or is she doing it on Sunday?
Same exact day. So that's why, I was told it was the same day. So I'm waiting to get the information on that, and I don't want you to say, come on down, and then I don't show, you know, hon. So, you know. I'm waiting to confirm that. So, but anyway, I'm watching it tonight either way. So I can't wait to see it. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Now, tell me about your background, Mayor, because, I mean, I couldn't really locate your bio. And if you sent it to me in the email, I couldn't open the attachments. Even the MP3s,
actually,
I couldn't open.
If you went to the Italian Chicks page, you would have found it right there.
Mm.
Yeah, all the bios were listed there. My background is very vast, and it's crazy. My parents were from Italy, so I was raised with Italian immigrant family.
Yeah.
I was the youngest of four, and I wound up, I'm a singer, songwriter, musician, and that was my first love, and it still is. And And comedy was like an accident. It was like a Bette Midler thing. I loved to banter with everybody. So I'm really more of a storyteller. I never really considered myself truly like a true comic. That's not my style. But what happened with me, at a very young age, I wound up winning a guitar down the shore. My brother took me to Seaside. And we were at a game of chance. And I put a quarter on number 30. And I had my pick of the stand. And I wanted the guitar. And my brother's like, get the TV. What are you, crazy? And I'm like, I don't want the TV. I want the guitar. You know, so I get the guitar. And I taught myself how to play. And then I had a band in 12th grade. We were playing all these dances in 12th grade. I mean, I was 12 years old. We were playing all these, like, high school dances and stuff. And then
very cool.
I was in this rock and roll band. And my very Italian father started seeing his youngest daughter getting in a van with all these long-haired guys going on road trips.
Yeah.
And he said to me, Mariana, you better get a real job and at the benefits, you know? And I was very challenged by him because we had a very a tenuous relationship. And so I walked into a bank and I became a teller. And when you watch Ajita, that story is very funny about what happened there. And what happened was I became successful by accident. I wound up moving up in the bank and many banks after that. And I became vice president of sales and behavior modification for a tri-state bank.
Wow.
So for about 10 years, I had no life. You know, it was just politics and boardrooms. I was making a lot of money. And I remember giving like a motivational seminar to the sales team. And I always started out with, so let me ask you, when you were 5 years old, did you know you wanted to be a banker? And nobody raised their hand. And I'm like, of course not. You wanted to be a ballerina or a fireman or a cop, you know? And I always started out by saying, when I was 5 years old, I knew exactly what I wanted to be, which was true. Because at 5 years old, every Sunday, my mom made, you know, the big Italian dinner, and we had all, my father brought over all his relatives from Italy. Everybody would come over. And while my mother was making dessert, she would say, Marianne, go inside and sing for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I would jump on a chair and sing. And as soon as I heard that applause, I was like, that was it.
Yep, that's
so
it.
So I remember hearing that day. And the next day I drove to the CEO in the chairman's office, who hired me personally, and I resigned my six-figure position.
Wow.
And I went back into performing. And I created like a three-phase business plan. And the first thing was I needed to write a CD of music.
Yeah.
The second thing was I wanted to create the Italian Chicks comedy and variety show because I wanted the music in there, which you don't have to be Italian to see it. You just have to have a dysfunctional family, which we all do.
Right.
And then the third phase was to write my one-woman show.
Right.
So during that time, in writing the CD, my sister was at a wedding that Danny Aiello happened to be at, and she gave him my CD. And 3 months later, he called me, and he wanted to record one of the songs on it.
Very cool.
And I was very excited about that. We wound up, we were nominated for a Grammy. And then he came to the show and loved the show and wound up endorsing the show up until his passing. And he became a great friend and a mentor and really was a great coach for me with you know, doing my own play, you know, and giving me some great advice. So that was my background. And then I put together, as I said, the first step was the CD. The second step was creating the Italian Chick Show. So I had the same group of women with me for about, I want to say 8 years. And then I just decided that, you know, sometimes it's time to do a whole revamp.
Yeah.
And, you know, people sometimes join a quartet and want to be a star. And you don't join a quartet for that reason.
To be a
star,
right. Right, right.
Yeah, everybody has a purpose in the act.
Right.
But if that's what you're looking to do, then you need to go, you know, do it, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, it was like one of the things that it was a very difficult thing for me to do because I was really hoping that I'd be able to have like a group of women all together that would just support each other.
Right.
And it didn't work that way. So I wound up, you know, changing everybody and I got more people than I needed. And now I have a rotating cast, which is great.
Yeah. That's, you,
so
you
we
know what?
A,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we perform in theaters because comedy clubs, for me, to this day, still don't support women the way I think they should. Because if you look at it, if you look at a comedy club flyer and they have a woman there, it's always man, woman, man. It's
wait,
like a band
man,
dance.
Wait, man, woman, camera,
woman, man.
TV. No, man, woman, camera, TV. You're not getting it, Mayor.
No, I'm not.
What Trump say in his stupid test, man.
Oh, Jesus God,
woman,
I'm sorry.
Camera,
I'm running on 3.5 hours sleep today. You got to forgive me.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it.
I didn't get the answer right anyway. That's not the right answers. I know it's man, something, camera, something, TV. I don't know. Whatever, the asshole. But anyway.
Yeah. I didn't even get to see anything today. Honestly, it was like, it was a 3.5 hour sleep. And then, you know, I was all over the state today. And I got in at about like 7 o'clock tonight. So.
Yeah. So now, is the Comedy Chicks still on or only on shows?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you still
do it
live?
We do it live. We just got back from Boston. We just got from, we're all over the place. We're going to be in the Hackensack Pack in September.
Cool.
So, you know,
I'm
going
to have to try and catch that.
Yeah, it's cool. The Hack Pack is a nice little place. It's a small 250-seat theater, but it's beautiful. It's all brand new.
Never been
and,
there.
It's only opened up. Well, we were supposed to be there before the pandemic, and then everything got canceled because of COVID. So now we're finally getting back there. But, we perform all over the place. We're going to be taking about a month and a half off over the summer because I'm doing a film with a friend of mine. So I'm going off a location, and I just don't have the time.
Right, right. Well, I was going to say to you, we have a very similar background. I'm in banking, and I wanted to be something in music. I didn't know what, and you know, I did a couple CDs myself, and you know, I mean, I'm creative mind. I have some books and movies I can do too, but I just don't have the time or the money to do everything I want to do. But we have such a similar background. How crazy is that? Oh, my God.
That's funny, yeah.
The only difference is I'm not Italian, but you know what? Everybody asks me if I am.
Really? What's your ethnic background?
Oh, I'm a mutt. You kidding? German, French, Indian, and English. Yeah, I'm a mutt.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I look like one, too. But anyway. Now, in the Italian Chicks, when you guys do perform live, what is it? Is it a stand-up or no, it's a full act or where you're acting out a storyline?
It's a two-hour casino-style show. Every girl has their own story because that's the way I look at it. Just because we're all Italian doesn't mean we have the same stories. We were all raised differently. We were all this, you know. So,
so everybody writes their own set, I guess. Or you
everybody
all perform together. Okay. So it's everybody
we
has
do, but not yeah. So there's a host and MC and then, you know, two girls go up and everybody does their own set. Then I go up, I do a set, and then at the end of my set I move it into a very I talk about Sunday dinners and I take it down to a very visceral moment. And I do this very traditional Italian song called Avila, which usually makes the entire audience cry. And then from there, I bring out the girls, and we do all of these really crazy, dirty song parodies that I wrote. And it's very funny because it's almost like, you know, a spinoff on Bette Midler and the Harlots.
Yeah, oh, I love them. Oh, my God. They were great. They were great. Hurry on down to my house, baby. Nobody home but me. I loved when she did her show. Oh, God. Oh, God, wait. Don't tell me the name. Oh, God. The guy's name. No, when she says, when she's talking out loud to someone. Oh, what is the name? Oh, I said to myself.
Ernie? Ernie?
No, not Ernie. I said...
I said to myself, Soph?
Soph, that's it. I said, soap.
Right, Sophie. Yep.
I know. I loved when she was, oh, man. That was when HBO just came out and
yeah.
they had
but
her show on.
I really kind of structured me around her because I just really, I idolized her. I really did.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm taking it that you loved growing up with the variety shows, which I did too.
Yes.
And we need them. We need them more. We need them more now.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're around the same age, so I think the two of us.
So the Italian Chicks is a cool show. I mean, it's a lot different than going to see a comedy show where it's just like, and my next comic, and the next comic. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just
right.
different.
Right. It's an actual
the audience,
act. Right.
Yeah, the
yeah.
audiences are great because after the show, it's like an Italian wedding. There's a procession line. Everybody comes up to you. You get people that are crying, saying, "You know, I haven't heard that haven't heard that word since my mother was alive."
Hmm. Now you speak Italian. I know you speak. Do you speak full Italian? Because you're constantly throwing around
fluent.
The Italian words in your
dialect. I speak dialect. I mean, if there was somebody in front of me. And they were talking, I'd have to tell them to go slow. I mean, I would definitely get it. But if I, you know, and sadly, everybody is gone now. So I don't get to hear it as much as I did.
Yeah. Well, you definitely, in your content, you throw a couple of words out there all the time.
Oh,
so.
I always do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, God. Now your music that we're going to play tonight, are either one of them in the shows, in the key or
the key. The key is, I think I sent you When You Fall.
Yes.
And that's at the end of the key. And the other one I sent you was what? Do you remember?
What I Want.
What I Want. That's a new one. It's a little twist. It's more of a dance thing.
Okay, so that hasn't been, that's not in any of your films at the moment.
No.
Okay. Well, I'd love to play When You Fall for everybody, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Well, guys, this is When You Fall, and it's, as Marianne said, the closing credits for The Key that is playing June 3rd over in Neptune, Ocean Grove, New Jersey. And check this song out. It's really, really pretty. All right.
And everything is available on Spotify, you know, Apple and Amazon and, you know, all the platforms.
Wherever you can download some music. This is When You Fall by Marianne. Is it Maisano or Mazzano?
It's Maisano.
Maisano, like Paisano, like Paisano.
Like Paisano, yeah.
Yep. When You Fall, Marianne Maisano from the movie The Key. Enjoy. We got the wrong song. I picked
the wrong song,
guys.
Yeah,
yeah. Hang on. I was like, wait a minute.
Okay.
That's not it. This is, we're going to go back to that one later, guys. Okay, we'll go back to that one later. But this is When You Fall from The Key.
I think my feet just left the ground. Profound. I just knew it, babe. I figured why not take a shot, take it all in stride, have a walk on the outside. But that just happens when you fall, you run the risk to lose it all. That's what happens when you fall.
Now, do you play everything, or where, do you have,
yes,
get people on there for you, or?
No, I played everything on that.
Nice, good for you, good for you. Jeez, yeah, I gotta quit my. I guess I gotta quit my job to get anything done, huh?
No, I think that's the way it works.
Well, girlfriend, that's what pays the bills. So you know that
right.
you know the saying: don't quit your day job, but for different reasons.
Right.
Here, I do.
Yeah. Well, it's very difficult. You know, I mean, it's hard to put the time aside to be creative. And then when you finally get that chance, some amazing things happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've got everything other than time. I've got everything but
that's
time.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. I've got no damn time. And that's so funny that old friend of mine reached out to me the other day and we were talking. And for some reason, she said, let's do a song together. And we grew up, I know we're talking about you. I got to share this. It's crazy. We haven't talked in years. Okay. So she sent me a happy Mother's Day. I just got it. What's today? Sunday. This Sunday that just passed. I said, oh, thank you. I hope you had one too. Sorry. I just got this. She goes, let's do a song together. Now, I didn't know this. We grew up together. And when we were younger, we used to, this all correlates to Bo Donaldson being on the other night. We used to sing all of his songs. You know Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, right? So we used to sing Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Oh, I know that song. Okay, I remember.
Yeah,
that song.
So we grew up listening to that, and we would sing his songs at the top of our lungs, at the mouth and everything. So we lost touch, my friend and I. Her name is Lisa Engels, by the way. I'll mention her name. And she had a great voice, great voice. And we sounded great together. We were kids. And she went on to start a band and called it JoJo or something to that effect. Or her name, she named herself JoJo, or the band was JoJo. And that's my name. So how crazy is that? So anyway, she reached out. She goes, let's do a song. And I said, I don't have any time. She goes, she said, no damn time. And I said, oh, my God, I just got the melody and everything. That throw a title at me. I'll write a song in 15 minutes, okay? So anyway, so I'm working on that, and she's working on another one. So I said, screw it. Let's do it. So we're going to I'm trying to squeeze it into my life somewhere. But how weird is that? And I didn't mean to go talk about me because this is all about you. The Applause Radio Show is giving you the applause, not me. So
that's the way these things happen, you know. It's all synchronicity, you know. Like,
well, that's what we said. It's
with
fate. It's fate, you know.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And then you start creating from there, and I think that's great.
Yeah. So now, I know you got a lot going on with the Italian Chicks touring. Now the film you're doing, the screenings, and you're still writing. Now are you performing your music as well, or are you touring that way as well, or no?
No. I'm really just concentrating more on putting out the albums out on different platforms, because I've had a couple of people reach out to me that want two of my songs for movies that they've made.
Nice.
So that's kind of what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Because if I tried to do the other, it would just be so many different conflicts, you know,
mm-hmm.
between
mm-hmm.
everything I'm doing right now. I don't know where
right.
I find the time to do, you know.
Right. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. I was just going to say, where do you find the time to do everything you're doing? Because I just don't know. I just don't have the time at all. It's like by the time
because
I'm done with the. I'm
you
sorry?
Know, risk adverse, I'm not. I walked away from a six-figure job.
I
had
know.
No children.
I know.
I didn't have to worry. The only mouth I had to worry about feeding was mine.
Mm.
And I took a shot. And that's the way. And you know what? It wasn't easy. It's still not easy sometimes.
Right.
But I've never
right.
been happier in my life. And that's the
right.
most important.
Well, that's what's crazy. That's what makes me the happiest, too, performing
right.
and singing.
Right.
And it, when I do that, I feel like $1 million. Every pain in my body is gone. It's euphoric.
Focus. Yep, yep. Totally.
It's just euphoric.
As a matter of fact, today I went down the shore area and I met a friend
mm-hmm.
of mine. And we were doing some promoting just to try to get some things out there and this and that and had some meetings. And it's so funny because she's a singer-songwriter as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we were both talking in the car about, you know, like we should just get together like when we used to years ago and just like, and she's like, yeah, you know, I have this song. Like maybe, I don't know, I think I would like you to sing it. And I'm like, well, that'd be great. So it's funny, you know, yeah, and her name is Joanne Calabrese and she's brilliantly talented. And I said, well, that will be fun. It's nice sometimes to work with somebody else because it just stirs up other things in you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, what I would kill for right now, just a jam session, you know, just having a great time. Oh, man, I'd kill for that right now. Yeah. I miss that. I miss that. That's for sure. Oh, boy. So now, how did you find TikTok and a million followers on TikTok? And I don't know if the majority of your followers know about Mary and Mazzano. They only know about Boom Boom Mary. Am I wrong there?
Well, yes and no. TikTok, I had to find TikTok because when you're in this business, you have to be on every social platform.
Everything. Yep, everything.
And, you know, in order to find an audience, you try something. And, you know, it's find the niche on the site you're on.
Right.
And I started out doing just, you know, acoustic stuff. And, you know, that was in the very, very beginning, way back when I got on. And I got a few hits here and there. And it was like, I'm like, nah. Like, you always look for some kind of formula.
Yeah.
And then I was doing little story things. And then I was like, nah. And then I just said, you know, screw it. I'm going the political route. And I started doing the rants. And when I did the rants, actually, Michael Rappaport contacted me, and he shared one of my videos.
Oh, he's funny on there, too. He's
and
great.
And he said, you all know Mayor Boom Boom? Well, you better. And, I mean, that was such a nice shout-out from him.
Yeah.
And I started doing the political things. But in my bio, it has theitalianchicks.com.
Of course.
And then what I do,
course.
Because this is, you know, the easiest way for me to figure out how to introduce what I do was
right.
every once in a while I would throw in a song.
Mm.
And then people would go like, oh, my God, I didn't know you could sing. And, oh, my God, I love your voice. And
right.
I go, well, go up to the top, look at my bio. That's what I do.
Right, right. Well, I found
you know,
it.
And people,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting.
And then people would say, because, you know, obviously my voice on there, I mean, I accentuate and, you know, I try to sound like,
are you
freaking kidding me? Like, what you freaking do? My God. You know, and people are like, you know, well, where are you from? And I'm like, I don't talk like this.
I know. That's what you said to me. That's what you said to me when I reached out there because I said, I just absolutely got it. I love her. She's hysterical, and I got to reach out. And I said, where are you from, the island or Jersey?
Right.
And he said, Jersey.
Right.
And I said, I knew it. I just knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought Brooklyn at first.
Well, that's what I usually do, everybody. You know why? Because I live close to the bridge.
Yeah.
The George Washington Bridge. So it's so easy, you know. But, you know, I mean, you know, growing up, I always, you know, it was, especially being in business, I mean, I wanted to sound regional like a newscaster so nobody could tell where I was from.
Well, it's funny and because you, you don't really have an accent at all. You know, obviously when you say certain words like the rest of us, you know, has but
right.
you do have a great speaking voice for broadcasting and like you said, announcing.
Right. So that's when I started, you know, I mean, when I talk normally, I used to do voiceovers for this, that, and the other. But, you know, when I'm doing, you know, I do characters. So when I do that, I turn into a character, and that's what the character sounds like to me.
Yeah. Oh, I got so. Oh my God, this just hit me. Boom, boom, mayor goes to the bank, gets a job at the bank. Could you picture that? Oh my God. Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, it's in the play. It's in the play.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Oh God. Oh God. I'm sorry. I just came to me. I like. How cool would that be? Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. I got it. Definitely watching it tonight. Definitely, definitely, definitely. I'll make my tea, and I'm going to
cool.
sit back and watch. I'm going to watch. Now, I forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah. Well, the weird thing, I found TikTok about a year ago, and I only found it because I was seeing political stuff, too. And I have never been political in my life. But the last few years. You can't help but say, what the fuck is going on, man? You know, somebody's got to say something and talk to the norm. You know, the normal's got to talk to people out there. So I started posting for that, too. And I was like, I was getting a lot of hits for that. But I really had no intention on using it. And then I started figuring it out. And I said, this is great to do my promos. So that's I started doing my promos on there. So, and they look great. So that's what I've been learning, but I would love to put more content too. But unfortunately, again, time. Oh, there is none. No time. But, and it's, and you know why I started posting my political crap there is because no one will talk about it on Facebook.
Oh, I never do it on Facebook because the demographic is way different on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. At least on TikTok, and, you're reaching millions of people.
Right. And you know what I do? I will repurpose it on Instagram. Mm. And there, it's different on Instagram, but Facebook has an older demographic. And they just go, and I'm not in the mood to, you know, go at it with someone because then I'm going to get twisted. And then I do beat your ass. That's it. I'm done.
Yep.
You know?
Mayor, are you my sister or are you my clone? What the frig care? Oh, my God. I swear to God, everything about you, I feel like it's me. It's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I don't care. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to see you June 3rd. I have to meet you. I have to say hey. I have to come
Thank
by.
You so much.
I'm watching it tonight anyway, but I'm still going to come by and say hey, because if I watch it tonight, I can write about it tomorrow before I split, you know? So,
okay,
oh
great.
My goodness. Now the other
Thank
song,
you. I real, appreciate that.
Nah, come on. You're hysterical. I love you. And hey, it's Jersey. What are you going to do? Right.
That's right. It's Jersey,
right.
Babe.
Right. The only people you can trust, I feel.
That's right.
The only normal people, well, to some degree, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, what I want. Tell me about what I want. What now, obviously,
what
a lot
I want,
of you need...
actually, believe, you see, here's the problem with me. If you tell me a story about something that's going on in your life, and I find it intriguing, I write a song about it. So...
Oh, very nice,
actually,
very nice.
Going through something and she shared the story and then like, you know, I just came up with this song and it was just, it's way more contemporary. It's less alternative and more dance, that kind of thing,
uh-huh.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And where can they find the, what I want? Is that a single or is it on a CD?
They're all, well, they're, yeah, you could find it on any platform, but it's on my newly released album, which is called, Many Moods.
Many Moon?
Moods.
Moves, M-O-V-E-S.
No, like I'm in a bad mood.
Oh, Many Moods. I'm sorry, M-O-O-D-S. I couldn't hear you on the phone. It's, you know, it sucks doing it over the phone. So, cool. So, so guys, let's listen to this. Let's listen. What I Want, Marian Mazzano. And it's on her new album, Many Moods, M-O-O-D-S. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me? Is that
what?
It, right? Did I play the wrong one?
No, that's
no,
the right
that's
one.
that's the first one I played.
Yeah.
That's why I said it sounds familiar. I just heard it because we played the intro before. Listen, I'm going on fumes too here, Hannah.
Yeah, I can tell, all right.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Oh again, here we go. Let's rewind that. Okay. What I Want, Marianne Maizano from her album Many Moods. Enjoy.
The way you play your moves, oh, I can see right through you. Everything that you say and do, yeah, I got your text, babe. You just sent a link. Oh, you thought that I would just show up and watch your show. Nothing from you, I see who you are. I'm taking back all my power. You can't give me what I want. Oh, oh no, no. You had me believing that we were making love, but you deceived me. I could have been anyone. I got stuck in this pattern. I'm just giving in, waiting for you to call and tell me you wanted me.
No, 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 oh, 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 oh.
Hello? Oh, geez, there. Yep. I hit the wrong button. Oh, my God. You know what? I think maybe somebody needs to go to bed. I don't sleep. I literally don't sleep, and it's been a crazy day. It's the end of the month. Listen, you know banking. It's the end of the month. I had a I had an emergency doctor's appointment in the afternoon that I had to come back, get right back to the shit. And, you know, oh, my God, I am so sorry. Oh. Listen,
I don't have to
apologize because you know what banking is. I don't have to tell you. You know what I'm
going through.
It's month end. So anyway, I loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. Guys, you can get that on her CD, Many Moods, online, Spotify, Amazon, anywhere you can download music. So know what I did want to ask you? Oh, God, I meant wanted to ask you earlier. Have you ever seen those little plays, those little, My Big Fat Italian Gay Wedding, or
yes, I was in My Big Fat Italian Christmas.
Oh no, I missed that one. They were doing that one next, and I missed it. Oh man,
yeah,
we did that
in Atlantic
great.
City.
Great, I love those. Those are great. They really are. I love them. But oh man, listen, it's been great hanging out with you tonight. Thank
you
so
too,
much. Jack.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I definitely got to come down. Let me let you know, do you want me to come as press or no? I mean, you know, what do you want to do?
Yeah, if you want to come as press, that'd be great. Just send me an email and let me know, and then I'll put you down.
You got it, honey. Listen.
Okay.
I'm coming, and whether nobody else comes with me, I don't care, because I want to say hey, and I want to see it on the big screen instead of watching it on my computer or my phone, you know? So,
right.
But,
okay.
Yeah. Well, guys, I hope you had fun with Marianne Maizano. Check her out on the Italian Chicks. She's on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, and she goes by Boom Boom Mare on TikTok. If you want to laugh your ass off when she talks about who?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Claire all number 9.
Right, that's it.
Oh, it's hysterical. Oh, my God. And go June 3rd, folks, down to Neptune, New Jersey, Ocean Grove, New Jersey, a stone's throw from Asbury, June 3rd at 2 p.m. Eastern. And that, I believe, is a kickoff of Pride down there, no? Or
yeah, it is Pride weekend, yep.
I thought Pride was at the end of the month. Am I crazy?
That's in New York City.
Okay. I knew somewhere was Pride on 6/28 or something.
All the towns do something in June, but New York does the 26th.
The 26th. Okay. Because I could never go because my son's birthday is on 6/28. So I think I've gone once. It was a great time. Great time. But my God, Mayor, thank you so much for hanging out. We got to keep in touch, and I definitely can't wait to hang out with you and say hello and watch this show tonight. And when I do the piece, I'll send you the link to it. Okay, when I get it won't come. Yeah, it won't come out till next week, unfortunately. So, but I'll definitely make sure I make time to do that tomorrow night.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Joe.
No, thank you. Listen, I'll see you on TikTok for sure. And and I'm hopefully June 3rd. And let's stay in touch. It's been a pleasure.
You got it, honey. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye, everybody. Marianne Maizano, go check her out at the Italian Chicks. Go to YouTube. She's everywhere online, Instagram. I keep forgetting TikTok and Facebook,
right.
Everywhere you want to go. June 3rd, go see her too. Two shows. It's the screening of The Key and Agita, the one woman play, and it's going to be a great time. It sounds really like I can't wait to see Agita, especially. I love laughing, so that's what I want to see.
Yeah, you'll love it.
But I'm going to enjoy both. So and check out her music, What I Want on her CD, Many Moods, Moods MODS. And When You Fall is at the closing credits of The Key. So if you want to check out the movie on June 3rd, or just go hang out and have a good time, and go stop by and see Marianne Maizano, Boom Boom Mare. Thank you so much, Mare.
That's right.
We'll keep in touch. Everybody, Marianne Maizano.
Babe.
Take care, Mare.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye, hon. See you soon.
Babe.
Ciao, Bella.
Okay, honey.
Bye. Oh, boy, that was a lot of fun. I got my jersey out tonight. How do you like that? I don't know if you could tell, but when, you know, a couple of Jersey people get together, it comes out. But, oh, man, she's amazing. Well, she does so much. I mean, my goodness, singer, songwriter, musician, comic, actor, writer, producer. I wanted to ask her where she, if she did everything all at her own place. I forgot to ask her that. Or if she goes to a studio to get to do her work. So I'm actually learning how to do it now. And again, no time, but I started. I did start. So, but all right. So we are going to be, that's June. Hold on 1 second. We are going to be back. It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And, you know, remember what Memorial Day is really all about, too, in the process. It's, you know, people died for us, you know, to celebrate what we do today, even though the craziness that they're doing today is not worth celebrating. So, yeah, so we won't be back till the 30th. We've got our new favorite psychic to the show. Everybody loves her, Michelle Palmieri. She's going to be doing some free psychic readings for you guys. Pardon me, some free psychic readings for you guys. Everybody loves her readings, and she's giving away, I believe, some keychains and maybe a book. We will find out. But she does have a new book out called Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, and everybody loves her readings. I mean, she's always on the money, so that's what I hear after the guests, callers come on and they get a free reading. They reach out to me and they say, oh my God. You know, I was like, wow. And even when they're on the show getting the reading, they're like, wow. You could tell they're astounded by Michelle's readings because they're just all relatable to them. And June, we've got, right now, I'm not going to announce it. You know me, I'm not ready. So, but we're moving slowly because we're going to be taking some time off in June to take care of some things around here that need to be done to make the show better for you guys. I've got all this stuff here sitting, sound effects, you name it, and just never do it. So we were just talking to Marianne about saying I have no time. I'm taking that 2 weeks off to work on a lot of stuff to enhance the show and bring the best guests we could have coming your way. But we are going to be off the air for maybe like, not that much. I mean, just a few days. We're just not going to do consecutive shows, you know, like we do during the week. Maybe one week, one the next. And, you know, it's summer too. I gotta relax a minute. So just taking some time to use the brain and see what I can do. And that's good relaxation for me. Sounds crazy, I know. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed hanging out with Marianne tonight. And again, go check out her show this weekend. Not this weekend, June 3rd, the next weekend. This weekend's Memorial Day weekend. I'm starting to poop out. I'm losing my energy here. June 3rd at the Jersey Shore Arts Center. It's Pride Weekend kickoff down in Asbury. June 3rd at 2 p.m. Eastern. To go check out the screening of both of her films, The Key, Ajita, a one-woman play. And, it's a life story and a love story, The Key, for sure. And you may enjoy it. So go check it out. And go check out the ItalianChicks.com. And you can see, I forgot to ask her if the website, I guess that's the website, ItalianChicks.com. I'll find out. I'll make sure I put it in the article. See where they're playing next. I believe she said in Hackensack, the Hack Pack. I didn't know they had one. The Hackensack Performing Arts Center. She said the date. I don't recall it. I apologize. I didn't write it down when she said it. Go look it up. Marianne Maisano, M-A-I-S-A-N-O. And she also goes by Boom Boom Mare. And I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy her content. And Her music was great tonight. When You Fall is from the movie The Key. And the other song, What I Want, is from her CD, Many Moods. So I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Come on back on the 30th and with psychic Michelle Palmieri. And we'll get the June dates up soon. So actually, maybe I could do that over the weekend. I may have time to do that this weekend and get some things happening. So, and thank you again to Bo Donaldson, Making a Dream Come True, trying to get the Billy Don't Be a Hero song autographed sent to me, but I can't figure out how to send over the payment. There's so many different Bo Donaldsons out there. I'm afraid I'm going to send it to the wrong one. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And listen, thanks for hanging out. I appreciate it. And come on back. Hey, listen, we're having a great time here. And I'm glad you're enjoying the show. So thank you again, Mary Ann Maisano. And you guys have a great weekend. And we will see you guys on the 30th with Michelle Palmieri. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. Bye-bye.